Beck, and it's Deanne on RBN Live during the week, Monday through Friday. Find me on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 Central Time. We're talking Major Doug Rocky. We have a caller, John, in Arizona. Are you there?
Hello?
Montana? John in Montana, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to my show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, I was wanting to discuss a couple of points. Considering the fact that somebody mentioned, and it's true, that the United States, this country wasn't attacked by any foreign country. There's no reason at all for this country to be at war with anybody right now, except the total fraud that was perpetrated upon the American people by elements which are posing as an official government of this country that perpetrated 9/11. I'm a physicist. I can tell you that those buildings were taken down by criminals. You may be able to fool a lot of people, but you can't fool physicists. If you don't believe me, look at Stephen Jones. Brigham Young University, he'll tell you the same thing. Anyway, here's my point. I have an hypothesis that this criminal named George W. Bush is trying to destroy the young people and the people in our military so that the New World Order crowd can destroy the American people. This guy's a traitorous criminal that is a huge problem to humanity. And I was wondering what your guests might think as far as addressing that question, that the real purpose for these wars were to destroy the young people of this country and to destroy the military of this country. Also, I was wanting to ask, this is the second part of the question, where are the so-called great military people in this country, the so-called five-star generals and four-star generals and these people that are supposed to be watching out for the people in our military and concerned with their health and safety? Where are they?
That's a very good question. Doug, can you answer that?
Well, let's go to the first part of the question. The first part of the question is that the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq and the Balkans were all established and prepared under the Clinton administration. We need to make that very loud and clear. The invasion of Afghanistan came from a February 12th, 1998 congressional discussion to overthrow the Taliban in order to permit a government to be installed that would allow Unocal to develop their pipeline from the inter-Soviet republics down through Afghanistan, next to Iran, down through Pakistan, and out to the ports. And then the other one would go east to the Bosphorus Straits and everything else and come out through that. So that was going on. Now, as far as Iraq itself, again, it's oil control and oil thing else. So, again, it's been planned through multiple administrations. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's from the Clinton administration through the Bush administration. So we've got that. Now, the second part of your question that you asked, what about all the senior officers and the generals and everybody?
Yeah, all of our so-called great military people who apparently don't give a damn at all about the people that they're supposed to be protecting, considering the great numbers of people that are coming back here sick. I'd like to know where the hell these military people are and why they haven't arrested the criminals in Washington, D.C. yet.
Well, I mean, you're asking a very fundamental...
Because their oath of allegiance, and correct me if I'm wrong here, sir, is to the Constitution of the United States and the American people and not to that filthy criminal called George W. Bush.
Well, you need to come... I want to reiterate, this is not a George Bush thing, okay? You need to understand that. George Bush is the occupant, but Dick Cheney is running the show.
Hold on a second. We'll be right back. I want Major Doug Rocky to answer that fully when we return.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stove More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD, entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne. And, we're here with Major Doug Rocky, and I want to ask you, Doug, if you can answer that question, the last part. Where is, I know you're saying that this is a war that was started by the Clinton administration, but the thing is, where was the generals on this? How come they didn't do something to stop this from being where it is?
Well, the generals were involved in planning the operations and okaying the operations that start going back for many, many years. And we go back to exactly the same thing. The generals involved in planning the stuff for the downwinders, which is during the 1940s and 1950s when we were developing nuclear bombs, nuclear weapons, that they marched the soldiers out there to trenches and sat them down to be irradiated when the bombs went off. Conscious choice. Project Shad was a continuation, deliberate use of chemical and biological munitions on U.S. military and U.S. civilians from the 50s to 60s up to the present time. Most recent wood, the use on that is Bacillus globigi, and then it looks like salmonella in the peanut butter. And then we go on to Vietnam with the deliberate use of Agent Orange, and the generals ignored it. We move on to Gulf War I, where we have all of the problems, specific use of uranium munitions. We continue on to the present, where we continue with uranium munitions, and then the U.S. military and the generals now have developed a new weapon. It's a microwave weapon, and microwave weapon is, so what it is we have a high-energy microwave gun mounted on the back of Humvees and other things, where they literally can cook the body from the inside out. And they've done that on U.S. military, and it's being used all over the place. So that's the newest weapon. Buck Rogers for real. The ray gun is here, and it is in use. And so we have all of this. Now, the generals and everybody that have the responsibility are involved in planning this. When we attempted to get all of those to participate, and I've met one-on-one with a lot of them, we have called them on the phone all the way up to, I've been in contact with the Secretary of Defense here in the last week. They just simply are not going to help. Because
well, what do you think we can do? Again, what do you see us doing, the public doing, to help enforce this card in behalf of people getting medical? And like I said, this folks is not only the military, it's affecting everything. I mean, again, and this stuff is coming out of Illinois, and what he's saying is 100% true. Because I just saw articles about Senator Dick Durbin being questioned to the reason why benefits are being cut off, and like you said, it's coming from the federal level. And from what I heard, they're cutting this back because they want more money to move into the military. And that means not in the direction of doing anything positive with the military, but the money, again, is going to be used for Halliburton or some other outfit. Is that not right, Doug?
Yeah, well, it is pretty much. So what it comes down to is we have simple things, and I'm getting very tired here, and I do not feel good at all.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it's one of those things that affected. I mean, when the weather changes, my combat injuries just flare up way up, and it's been
real bad.
It's been really bad for a couple weeks now, especially in the last
two
days.
Well, thank you for coming on this late hour. Thank you.
Yeah, anyhow, what we have happening is we have to remember that the President of the United States is our employee. The senators and the representatives are our employees. The generals are our employees.
Well,
and we need to contact all of them and demand that they provide the medical care to everybody as already required. And we need to hold them accountable. What we need to do is need to make sure that everybody that served in the military, now we got, basically it's World War II, Korea, Vietnam, on up to the present. Those are the ones that are alive. We might have some World War I veterans left and, stuff from the other actions. But if they are sick or they are injured or they have been wounded and they have been denied medical care, their medical care has been ineffective, they've been delayed medical care, they absolutely need to call the 800 number. I'm going to repeat this, 1-800-984-8523, and demand medical care. They can not only call the Department of Veteran Affairs, but they also can call the U.S. Department and call the Veteran Affairs direct. So the Department of Defense hotline number is 1-800-984-8523. The direct hotline for the United States Department of Veteran Affairs is 1-888-838-6446. I'll repeat that, 1-888-838-6446. The next thing we need to do is all these recruiters in the military, they're recruiting the next batch of cannon fodder.
Yeah.
We need to tell the truth. In other words, if you enlist, you're going to get wounded, you're going to get injured, you're going to get ill because you're going to war, and you're going to come back and your medical care is going to be denied or delayed. And when we think of the majority of these individuals are between the ages of 20 and 29, and they lose their body functions, they lose all the capabilities, and they get a grand total of maybe $500 a month to live on, the catastrophic social effects are going to be lingering forever.
Now, do they have anything that they're doing in regards to the psychological damage right now?
Very little, because up at Walter Reed Wonderful, we call it Walter Wonderful, Walter Reed, where we know the medical care has been disaster, the physicians and the guys up there are trying to make everybody out as they're nuts. Well, they're not nuts. Yeah, they have psychological problems from a whole host of ethics problems, the moral ethic dilemma, find out they were lied to and what they're involved in is wrong, and then they do it anyway. But more important, with all of these known exposures to pesticides, to uranium, and all the water and food contamination, these have absolutely serious, serious side effects, medical effects, on physiological function. When you reduce oxygen perfusion, the oxygen into the brain and the cells, the body doesn't work. It's like being super drunk or high on drugs. You don't know what you're doing. And so we're seeing all of this stuff happening. And so we know what's out there. We have to have them accountable, have to demand prompt and effective medical care. According to the research we've been done, the reports that we've put together, and when you look at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Center for Disease Control, National Academy of Sciences, DOD reports it, we've been involved, and I've been involved in writing and preparing and all of the responses. We see the same thing over and over again. So we're seeing the same thing, and the nonsense has got to stop. Many years ago, I took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I'm sorry to say the majority of these enemies are domestic today. And they're independent of party. It doesn't matter if they're independent, Republican, or Democrat. They stay in the office, and they stay there through administration so they don't change. And it's got to be done. It's time, you know, for Mr. Smith to go back to Washington. And that refers to the great Jimmy Stewart movie of 1938. We need to regain all of this demand that is taken care of. And if you need help, you need to call in and let them know that they have to help you. But it's not just asking for help, because remember, they work for us. It's demanding the help that all of our sons and daughters have earned.
Now, I have another question to ask you, too. I know the numbers that we get in regards to the casualties and everything are just totally misstated. Is there any way that you know anything about any of the men and women that have been serving in this war as being missing and presumed dead, that might be still being held captive somewhere, that they're not working to get out? Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. We just know that the casualty numbers that are stated on the TV and on the radio and the newspapers are totally false. And you can actually go pull up the actual true casualty numbers for yourself. All you have to do is go to www.va.gov. That's www.va.gov. That's the Veterans Affairs website. And once you get to that website, you'll have a search block in the upper right-hand corner. In the acronym, the letters that you want to type in to watch the casualty numbers and see it is G-W-V-I-S. Repeat, the letters G-W-V-I-S. And that's the Gulf War Veterans Information System. That's your actual compensation and pension statistics, the numbers who've gone to the VA for medical care, applied for medical care. The most recent one was November of 2006. A new one should be coming out almost any time. They come out about quarterly. And just watch it as it is. And then watch what's allowed. Look at the Department of Defense websites to look at the casualty numbers and get the truth out. Because it can't continue like this. It can't continue with the huge casualties, denial of medical care, the deliberate use of uranium munitions, the misuse of pesticides, immunizations. It can't continue.
Can you tell the listeners, too, you know, how long it took you to get, you know, your initial treatment and things?
Well, when I went to Gulf War One, I went to Vietnam in 69 and through 71, and all the Agent Orange stuff was denied totally for all of many, many years. And then finally, after Gulf War One, even though I'm the medical officer that ordered medical care for all of this, along with our theater medical command staff, D.G. Zulus, commander of 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command during Gulf War One, ordered the medical care immediately, and specifically in June of 1991. I never got it. Never got it. In 1994, when I was director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project doing all the research, we did research in Nevada test site, and the U.S. Department of Energy finally did the testing on me. They never told me for 2.5 years that I was hotter than blue blazes. It was 4 years after it was done before the U.S. Army notified me, and I got that letter. It's astonishing. And medical care is still being delayed and denied, and I'm still fighting for medical care as we speak with the assistance of my congressman down here in East Central Illinois, the 15th District, an incredible, incredible individual by the name of Timothy Johnson. And again, his whole staff is trying to help us, but their hands are tied, you know, and they're limited on what they can do. So we need everybody. The other thing, too, that we need, the American Legion are AWOL. They're not helping. They need to jump in and help us. They need to make sure that people are taken to the VA for medical care, to the medical appointments. You can't get that done. If you don't meet their schedule, you can't get help. And then they sure don't want to contradict the Department of Defense nonsense that's put out continuously in the VA nonsense.
Well, listen, I really thank you for coming on this late, and I hope and pray you get better yourself. And I'm hoping that some resolve will come from this, you know, of your efforts and things. I thank you very much, Doug, for coming on.
Thank you, Deanne. And ladies and gentlemen, help take care of all the veterans of our nation from all wars, ensure they get the medical care they have earned. They've earned that right.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future?
Thanks.
In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne. Callers, 800-313-9443. We're back, 800-313-9443. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Yeah, what did you feel about what Major Doug Rocky had said?
Well, it's definitely a crime in action. There's no question. We have, you know, they've got money to spend on those 102,000 prisoner cars, of rail cars they built in this country. It's like Halliburton, or not Halliburton, but Enron. They orchestrated the shutdown of the power and whatnot, and they create all this stuff, and it's just going on in the military now. It's like they say, they're shutting down our buoys to make our abilities for us to defend ourselves weak. Again, this is history repeating itself. If you think about World War One, after World War One, all those vets came to Washington, were camping on the Washington lawn because they weren't getting paid their vets so they could live. And you had MacArthur and another lieutenant out there at that time on horseback whipping the crap out of everybody. And, you know, they should have been yanked off their horse and their teeth kicked out for him. But we awarded him to be a general. They got awarded for doing that. And, you know... Again, they fired him after World War II when he kind of got into the Korean scuttlebutt. But, you know, people don't know that he was in control of a lot of the things that happened in Japan and the industry and whatnot. And there's a lot more than what meets the eye of what's going on. This is where they're getting ready for the shutdown of this country, is my opinion. And this is just part. This is just a portion of it. I can't imagine these gentlemen of the vets are able to fight. They come back. They're not being taken care of. They have a doctor as that. Remember that information I sent you on Mark or on Ed, where he had a dead arm.
And yeah.
They wouldn't tell you that he had a dead arm. I mean, he had a dead arm. It's like your arm being shot off.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't give him disability, and then they gave him a driver's license that said he was disabled, and then ticketed him for him being disabled. But they wouldn't give him any disability, and so to correct it now, since we brought that information out, they gave him a 10-wheeler driver's license, and so he can make a living possibly. It's a little better than what he had, but it's still not right. And, where do we allow these doctors and stuff to do that to us? Workman's comp doctors are the same way. I mean, they're telling us that we don't have money when they spend money foolishly in other ways, and they just tell us we're stupid or whatever, and we accept it. We got to stop accepting it.
And like you were saying before, too, you know, it's like I've been, you know, chiming in constantly here, that we are the people that should be in charge of this. You know, it's just totally wrong. They're doing everything against everything that we were supposed to be in the nation. You know, they're taking a constitution away. They have totally annihilated what we had as a armed force agency. And then, you know, what's next? How much of this stuff is it that we're going to have to endure? You know, when will it stop happening?
Well, it's like the previous program before your program, the gentleman was saying, he says, if all of a sudden these people started coming invading our houses, that if they met opposition and had their head chopped off or some bullets shot at them before they took the people out, there wouldn't be so many of them to go out, number one. Number two, they wouldn't be so hot and heavy thinking they can go out and bully everybody around when someone starts putting back at them. And when the doctors think, oh, I can tell them a lie and he's just going to walk out of here with nothingness because I lied for him. I lied for the government to not have to pay him. And, you know, all of a sudden his house burns down or something. I mean, I'm not trying to perpetrate criminal action here, but when you have a crime and everybody keeps looking the other way, where do you finally have a cultural revolution
where it takes
out the elite?
But see, that's exactly what they want. They have totally frustrated everybody. I mean, you send military men over, average temperature in the Middle East at times raised, goes as far up as 120 degrees and hotter. You put them in armor that they have, you know, to wear. Put them in a situation they don't have any water over there or anything, and they're functioning in an area of, I don't know, you know, am I going to make it? I don't know if I'm going to be able to drink clear water that's got parasites in it. I just don't know. So they're bottled up with this frustration and anger. But again, you know, who's championing that cause right now? Now, again, Major Doug Lockheed, he's taking on area of the these situations, but you know, John, you know, the thing is, you know, you have a son that's somewhere over there, and you know, it's unbelievable. You know, if somebody gets injured, they don't give a care.
Well, we must feel it's all right because you signed the release that, you know, it's okay to get killed while you're in the Army. You agree to that, I guess. I don't know how they justify it, Deanne. It's wrong. It's just wrong, wrong, and wrong. They say we support the VA people, and we put little stickers on our cars, and that's the ability of what the American public is today.
Well, I think, too, again, I started going to these city council meetings and things, and I implore people to get a listing of when you have your local council meeting and flood it. Get in there. They don't want to be seen. They don't want you to complain there. Go there. Because that's the financial source for all this chaotic mess. Dick Durbin, a senator for Illinois, was involved this week with cutting hospital expenses and saying it was too much money. When is it going to stop? We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Hi, we're back. It's the end of the DM Early Show. Folks, I'm speaking of people out there that have time that they can volunteer to basically help with the POWMIA event in Chicago. So if you can, please call me at 630-313. 812-0171, 630-812-0171, because we're trying to get a million people in the Chicago area in regards to freeing missing soldiers from World War II and III. John, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, Deanne.
Yeah, hey, John, I want to ask you, do you think it would help at all a petition drive in regards to this situation? Because, again, the whole issue of this health care matter has to do with the, not only the Veterans Hospital, but they're also cutting hospitalization period across the board in Illinois, stating they don't have any money.
Well, they're doing that in New York State also. Must be doing it nationwide, it sounds like. Well, you know, hey, let's take a step back. Okay, the big CEOs are all stealing, and some big CEO of some company just got, I think it was Ford or somebody in 4 months got $28 million of bonuses. If everything else doesn't have money, let's not allow all these big CEOs. Let's not allow our congressmen for one duration of term of in Congress or 4 years gets like a $7.8 million retirement. Let's start slapping those kind of budgets also alongside, and we'll bring things back into balance. Is the Japanese have the corporate law where the top CEO can only earn seven times more than the bottom janitorial person. And that puts that company in balance of everybody's kind of in the same bracket. They're not like someone's from the Amazon living in the jungle and the other one living from the top of the estates of New York City. Everybody's on the same page because they're all kind of in a caliber of balance of money system that if the janitor's daughter falls in love with the CEO's son, it wouldn't be too drastic a change. It would be in balance of society. And as we have an imbalance in society, is obviously if you put the guy from New York City along with the jungle guy, each one would think the other one's a little crazy because they're out of balance so far from each other's ideas of how you live that it creates an imbalance of justice for one thing. How can you be justful when the top guys, we call it the upper clique. They have the rules are one way for them, and they're a different way for us. And bottom line is they control the rules so they we can't make money, so that we can have our house taken from us in eminent domain, so that we can have, we can be downtrodden. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And so anyhow, we have to work at, how we adjust all these things to...
My producers have been trying to call you. Call back on the 800 number.
Anyhow, we need to balance society out. We need to live in balance of practicality, spirituality, and mentality. And as we do that, we find out that we can live better with ourselves and that we can develop a better community. Because if you're out of balance of any one of those things, the community starts to fail within itself. And it's just as if the big CEOs, they have so much money, they... how much money can they? How many pants can they put on in a day? Why do they need that volume of like $28 million in 4 months? It's erroneous. It's greed. It's beyond measure, and it's beyond rightfulness of the people below it.
The thing is that it's going to continue again until we get charged. Sometimes we have problems with our families, our children, and various things, and we lose control of that, then you look at that, and it's very hard to get control once you lost control. That's a small segment. Imagine losing control of your own country. That's what we have, America. The population of America has lost control of America itself. Because we have right now a situation of criminalization in every level. There is no reason on earth that these people should come forth in the White House and state that they're there to make sure that they're doing things for us, making a better health care system. And what they're doing right now is failing the health care system, cutting off money. By the time this fall rolls around, the public, it's called Medicaid in the Illinois area, Medicaid and Medicare budgets are going to be cut by at least $400 million. So services and hospitals are going to end for the poor in a way that they can get some treatment, but it's going to be very, very limited.
Think about the vets. Now, the old people, when they retire, right now I'm understanding that like an old person's retirement is approximately $700 a month. And now they're only giving our vets $500 a month?
It's been like that for a long time.
All right.
And they lie.
Okay.
I had a guy, I was talking to him, he said, I'm going to war, they're going to give me $20,000. I said, in your dreams? They're not doing that. Because the whole issue is right now, is they're signing people up no matter what. And they think it's a glory hole and people get in it and they think they're going to college and they're going to have an education. But then again, how are you going to have an education, go to college when you come back and you got all these diseases and problems and things stemming from being in the Gulf War, being exposed to all this crap and stuff? How are you going to heal yourself enough to be able to get up and go to work? Major Doug Rock, he said that these people are so bad off, they're basically signing up for almost 100% of disability. So that tells you right there. So who are they rotating back? Now, I saw today in the newspaper, John, that they are basically bringing in military men. They're 50 years over and over to serve.
Well, just think about that. Young men, 20, 30 years old, coming back, are on full disability and getting it, a lot of them. How bad are they feeling? I mean, is it like they even hate to hold their head up for the day? It's like Doug Rock, he's talking. Doug Rock, he carries himself very well, but look at a picture of Doug Rock. He looks like heck, run over, you know. And he's losing his eyesight. He feels terrible, but he's speaking. He's got a clear mind, and he's giving his information. But as he's speaking, it's like he's taking 10 aspirin because his head's pounding so bad and he feels so sick he's going to lose his cookies and whatnot. But he's standing up and he's trying. But people are getting full benefits even though they don't want to give you benefits. And it's only $500 a month. How do you raise a family on $500 a month?
And you can't because, see, you know what? They give you $500 a month and some food stamps. So what is that? And then they deny you food because they say you're getting too much food. And they deny you health care because, like, what's going on with these hospitals in Illinois? You go in the emergency room, and I called the Department of Human Services, and I spoke to them, the media department about this, and complained. If you go into a hospital and you receive treatment, and you go in and you get a prescription from the doctor stating that you have to take this immediately upon leaving the hospital, you put it in the pharmacy, and the pharmacy will come back and tell you it's not covered under your insurance. We'll check and see if we can get it approved, a later approval. Those later approvals can take up to 3 to 7 days to go through. So if you have a life-threatening ailment that you need to have your meds immediately, you're out of luck. Because right now, the way they have this set up is that it's win-win for them and nothing for us, not our health at all. This fibromyalgia he was talking about, it's becoming a huge issue. People are so stressed out and gone before areas with diseases and different things. You know, John, it's a nightmare out here. And you to tell the people what's going on, it's right in their face, and they don't look at it. It's so heart-rendering.
Well, as far as the fibromyalgia, if you pull up the website for degenerative diseases by Dr. Don Scott, he'll tell you it's a microbioweapon that's being perpetrated on this country, and it's not like something that's just a natural thing. It's being created. And so now you have a situation where the powers to be, like they've killed, you know, hundreds of microbiology research people in the last couple of years. They're initiating this stuff. They've got the 1964 law where they want to do, you know, population control, and you're just seeing it actually take place. We either got to act, and I mean, seriously.
Have a caller, Rita from Colorado. Rita, are you there? Rita?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Rita, how are you doing?
Oh, fine. Well, I got to tell you, they took my blogs. The blog site that I blog on just went down, and so I get a whole lot of that. They don't let me chat on the internet, and I think I'm pretty much like in a prison because people can't cold call me. If I get a phone call, and then I'll pick it up, and then it'll turn into a recorded message or something. And I think it was actually somebody else on the other end was trying to call me, but they can't get me.
Oh, so they're doing things directly to your phone line.
Yeah, but, was that the Twilight Zone? I just heard that. Did you hear that?
No. Yeah, I heard it, yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, I didn't do that. I don't know where that came from, but I was looking at the RBN website, you know, which I think is important people should look at is there's an article when you look at the News Uncovered section.
Mm-hmm.
And you go down there, and Bush has been banned from the birthplace of Jesus Christ. Did you see that article?
And, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you just go down there, and you can click on it, and it's in the Global Research wrote about this. But they banned George Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Tony Blair, and Jack Straw. They cannot go to the birthplace of Jesus Christ, and the parish priests of the Greek Orthodox community, Konstantin Karmas, said he fully supports the Church of the Nativity decision to ban these people, because that's what we really need to do, because it's a cult. You know, we're fighting a cult. I tried to bring this up before, because it's a little bit technical, because you can't really get people to understand right away, but it's like they've got this warped sense of what is right, you know, and he calls himself a Christian, you know. Remember, he said his favorite philosopher was Jesus Christ. Well, this guy is nothing like he's nothing like a Christian. And these people, I mean, if we can do that, if we can get enough people to just strike at the heart of the beast, you know, that's what will drive them, you know, and just shame those people, shame those very bad, evil people for what they do. And that's, you know, that's how to get at them. I really, really think that we need to do that. And I see that in all their politics over there. You know, when the Palestinian Authority recognized the PFLP, which was founded by a Christian, Dr. Habash, and George Habash, and who's a Christian, but they don't want, you know, they don't want Palestinians to be called Christians. You know, that's what they'll get mad about, you know, and then they won't give them any money if they're Christians. You know.
Well, Rita, thank you very much for calling.
Right.
I've got another guest that I'm going to bring on, and I thank you for, you know, calling in to this broadcast. We're bringing Herb Mallett on. Now, Herb Mallett is a man that has dedicated his life right now. He's been involved much in this situation of bringing information to the public about how children are being kidnapped off the United States streets, processed, and taken to various countries in the Middle East and used for sex slaves. I've had him here before, and we've talked about a number of cases of children being kidnapped and taken away from the United States. And he has a site called seduction.com, also another one called Bushwhack, and both of them have volumes of material there that talk about this nightmare that's going on through the sods, and how they are procuring our children. And he has a tale to talk about, a story that just broke in the news. Herb, are you there?
Yes, Dion, I am here.
Hi, Herb. How are you doing?
Very good.
I want you to talk and tell the listeners about what you uncovered just recently about a three-year-old.
Yes, we saw, we were given a heads up by a national magazine about an article in, I believe, the Sacramento Bee, about a sword family member or a sortie that tried to procure a three-year-old girl for sexual intercourse.
And that was from in the United States or from outside or where?
The gentleman was outside the United States in Saudi Arabia at the time.
Now, was this stopped, or what happened?
It was a sting by the police in the area.
So, did he come here, and was he picked up?
Yes, during the sting, he was picked up, and the police had a press release, but they would not release the list of things that he wanted to do to this poor little girl.
No, the little girl was returned to her home?
Yes, she was. So, well, it was a part of a sting, and I don't know how they worked that.
Well, the thing is, now, what has transpired with, oh, we got a break coming. We're going to be back. And we'll be here with Herb Mallard, and we will be talking to Herb about another nightmare that's going on that you should be very much aware of right after this break. Call us 800-313-9443.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, we're back. It is Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live, and we're here with my special guest, Herb Mallard. He's been involved heavily in trying to bring forth information to educate the population of this nightmare of children being procured for sexual activity. outside this country, and from what he has alleged in his site, the large proponent of it is coming from the Saud family in the Middle East. Herb, now, in this sting that happened, now, this gentleman, did it make the newspaper? It just was one of those things that appeared real quick and just kind of dissipated, or where is it right now?
You got it in the latter part of what you said. What happens is that the Saud family come down on these things with their lobbyists. They call them the torture kidnap lobbyists in Washington. And what happens is that they tamper it down.
Well, has there been any other information in regards to the girl that was that had disappeared in Aruba? Or is that just now a cold file case?
No, we just have to remember that conservative columnist, I forget what her name is, and something like that, the first thing that came to her mind was, oh, my God, the Saudis got her. The Saud family got her. First thing that comes to the mind of when a male or female is snatched in the United States of such ilk, the Saud family have them.
What's the numbers that, on a yearly basis that you can expect to see on something like this?
That's a very, very good question. These numbers are kept very, very secret. They're the most secret numbers in Washington, or some of the most secret numbers. We don't know. Center of Missing and Abused Children have numbers. They won't divulge them, and the State Department will not divulge them either.
You don't have, like, a missing children where they have just children missing and there's a number from that? I mean, you don't know where they went. They might be dead. They might be hijacked, but there's no total tally?
There's no total tally because there are a large number of children that are missing. And after 2 weeks, there's no there's really no hope. And out of those that disappear out of 2 weeks, probably 15-20% of them are the ones that we're talking about.
Now, have you heard of any of these kids that have been, as you said, procured or become product later on growing up and then ending up back in the United States under an assumed name or another identity? Have you heard anything like that, or do they just say, we'll be right back? It's another break. We'll be back after this break with Herb Mallett and John Alexakis, my co-host.
It's true.